Oh my gosh, I am so excited. It literally is almost 2024. I don't know what you have planned for next year, but I have some really big goals. And maybe one of your goals is that you join my cleaning business book club, where we actually meet every 2 weeks for an hour. So you get 26 whole hours with me over Zoom. And we discuss topics like speed cleaning. How many of us have read the speed cleaning book and are still a little confused how to implement all of that stuff? Profit First by Mike Malkovitz. And then, of course, we're going to do the Profit First workbook by The Guide Guru Publishing. There's Counting for Small Businesses by Martin Kalman. And then This is Marketing by Seth Godin. I cannot wait to work with you guys. I look forward to seeing you there. It's located right on my website, KLEANFREAKS, university.com.
Hi, everybody. Guys, welcome. That's it, Shannon. Fan yourself, girlfriend. Fan yourself. You're just that hot. Welcome, you guys, to Cleaning Business Life. Oh my gosh, this is one of my favorite things to talk about is the extra holiday hustle and getting creative on making extra money for the holidays. It is my favorite, Shannon. I love it. Like, my brain just gets creative in so many ways because I'm like, everybody thinks, oh, our business is slowing down. We're not doing all the move-in and move-out cleans. And I'm like, oh yeah, this is the fun time of year where you can get creative. So,
And make extra money.
yes, and people are extra. And it is my favorite. So, you guys, we're going to teach you guys today to unwrap the secrets to successful upselling during the most wonderful time of the year. So, let's get started. So, just so you guys know, we all know the holiday cleaning rush is coming, you guys. Why? Because you've already seen Costco, Hobby Lobby, and we don't sponsor them, and other big box stores already have all their Christmas and holiday decor out, right? I know it's crazy. I think Mark.
Like right before like Halloween,
Oh, yeah.
it's amazing to me how much retail has changed. It was like a cardinal sin in the past. You didn't set up Christmas decorations until
After
after
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
I know Mark was like, he was like, because he works at the tire center, he works at Costco, and he's like, it's crazy. They already have up the tree. And then I was at Hobby Lobby for something. And I was like, they were already setting up Christmas stuff in July. And I was like, dude, that is nuts. So people are scrambling around, you guys, right now. They're planning corporate parties, they're planning big parties. And that means that's more money for you guys. And we're going to teach you guys how to get creative to make that money for the holidays. So, Shannon, why is the holiday season a prime time for cleaning businesses?
It's as you build your business, you're busy all the, it's there's no slow time. You're constantly busy at the beginning of the year or right before the holiday season. You call all your clients or email them, hey, I just want to make sure you're keeping your schedule because you don't want to have holes in your schedule when you're going 90 miles an hour. It can be profitable for a lot of reasons. Learning how to sell is probably, I mean, you hear me talk about price all the time. Part of the pricing aspect is knowing how to sell you. For those of you who are listening and watching, I'm pointing to you out there in the audience. Knowing how to price is a key component, but knowing how to sell that price and looking for the right person who is your golden unicorn. So there's three components of that. Most of the time people get, they want to get the app and, you know, price off the app, but then you have situations like when you have the cash register go down and they just look at you with a blank face because they don't know how to count cash. I'm
Time to
like,
go back to old school ways,
yeah, I'm
people.
like, what's wrong with you? Why don't did you graduate? It's just they have no clue. So you have to learn how to price without the app. And then if you want to use the app after, you can. But
Selling is huge, Shannon. Like, I don't think
it is.
it's part of huge, it's like a huge part of your business that you need to learn how to sell. Selling is selling why your business is better than the other ones, selling why your quality is better. You are trying to bring in business, and selling is huge. I mean, I talk about my products all the time, and there'll be sometimes where I can spend, like a few minutes, and it's like they just are not wanting to do the sale. But then there's other times where I could say two or three things, and boom, they'll buy it. So having a plan in place is huge.
And people have asked, you know, do you have any courses on selling? I've actually, Dan Kennedy is an ad copy guy. He's old school, did the whole like ad copy method in the 90s. Dan Lok, the only reason why I know anything about Dan Lok is my husband was into Kung Fu for a long time. And Dan Lok was a Kung Fu master. And subsequently, the reason why he became a Kung Fu master is because he became really good at selling. Some of his tactics aren't relatable to the cleaning industry because it's all man, you know, man stuff, man to man. But he does teach consumers how to pitch their goods and services to other people. There's sales courses you can take. And it's a learned skill. It's not immediately picked up. We've heard me mention Kirby before in the past. Kirby vacuums were sold at $2,000 a pop in the 90s. If you think about that, those salesmen were good. They went door to door with rejection all around, and they sold a $2,000 vacuum, and they sold hundreds of thousands. I hate those things.
My husband is a victim.
I hate Kirby's, rainbows. You just got to catch the person at the right time. They're like, sure, I'll sign up this payment plan.
That would be Mark when he was a bachelor and he opened his door. The one time he opened his door, my husband's a Marine, you guys, just so you know. And he does not like answering the door. He's like prepared for battle kind of a thing. And this man opened his door that one time. And of course, it was a Kirby salesperson. Mm-hmm. And I was not married to him at the time. And it was just hilarious. So yeah, he was one of those. They pitched him and he bought it. And I was like,
so learning how to sell, you see it a lot of times in restaurants. Your waiter goes, you know, what are the side options? And what do they say? Mashed potato, baked potato, coleslaw, French fries, sweet potato. And you go, baked potato. Oh, do you want that loaded? Yeah, I want it loaded. Okay. Would you like to add on bacon and whatever? And you're like, yeah. That's an upsell, ladies and gentlemen. You just paid $1.95 for extra bacon and whatever else they were offering you.
Dingle the carrot in front of their face, you guys. Let them know what good stuff you have and how you're going to upsell it.
Yes.
And we talked about that in one of our other podcasts. I don't remember which podcast it was. I'm sure Shannon can connect it towards the bottom. So right. That way you can
talk. I have no idea which one that is, but I'll try to scope around.
We can put a link.
So many topics. I will do my best.
So one of my favorite things to do, and our staff had so much fun doing this, Shannon, is party packages. So we would put together a party package, and the party package would be, and it was more for upscale clients that owned businesses and they were having, you know, their employees over to their houses and stuff like that. And so we would create packages where we would clean before when the party would come. So before people would come, we would clean and get the house really tidied up. And then while the party was going, we had black pants on. So we would be really nice and dressed up, black pants. And then we'd have our shirts on, and we know with our logo. And we would go and we would clean up. So if people had trash they left out that was, you know, on the counters or whatever, we would clean that up and tidy it up. And then we had one of my employees was the bathroom duty. So he would be the one that would go and making sure that plenty of toilet paper, making sure the toilet was still clean and making sure the sink was clean and that there's mints still, because they would have mints laying there for their guest, and making sure plenty of towels. And it was just a lot of fun because we would just get to be, you know, out of our normal cleaning norm, and we would have fun. And then we would have the after party cleaning. So we would clean after the party, and it was such a huge moneymaker for us.
Right.
And we got leftovers.
Yeah. And you got leftovers, which was nice.
Yeah. We always got all the leftover food. So that was like, my staff enjoyed that, getting all the leftover yummy foods and stuff, you know, so I'm not going to lie.
Nice.
I did get a couple drinks that was leftover that weren't open that we took that she gave us.
Very cool. It's a lot of fun to be able to do those without a hitch. Another opportunity is gift certificates for cleaning services. For those of you who signed up for the Black Friday Bonanza, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Hopefully you're offering some sort of Black Friday deal coming up soon. What is Thanksgiving's like a mere 2.5 weeks away or something like that?
Don't remind me. I don't even have my Black Friday stuff going and scheduled. Oh, thanks for reminding me, Shannon.
There's a lot of steps in the Black Friday Bonanza. So if you are going to do it, I would buy it now so you can implement. There's email templates and, you know, when there's a calendar window, send your emails, the whole deal. I spend a lot of time doing that. But gift certificates are great. And remember, if you sell a lot in gift certificates, you do not have to redeem them all at once. You can just politely say, my schedule is full. My next available date is in February or whatever. You don't have to cash them all in all at once because it creates chaos in your schedule. You have to control the flow of business into your business.
Another one is offering prepay for 6 months. I've had some clients where I've done this, where if they prepay for 6 months in advance for their cleanings, then I would give them a 10% discount. And it was nice because I'd have that huge chunk of money right there.
Right.
And it was just nice to have, you know, for if I needed to like have extra expenses. And then I was able to like have, what's the word for it? Like I was it was like they were locked in for those cleanings. So it was nice to have that. Did you ever do that, Shannon?
Yes. Offering to sell a whole year of cleaning service. There's a whole dynamic to that. Make sure that if they are prepaying, and this is the only caveat, and I'm adamant about this on my soapbox. If you are going to pre-sell anything for 6 months or a year, make sure it's someone that you like, know, and trust, and that they're not a nightmare client, that they're not going to make your cleaning tech cry because they're so high maintenance that nobody wants to service them. And make sure that they pay you in cash or check. And the reason for that is if you're processing a large amount of money, it eats away at your profit margin. So you gave them a 10% discount, then you're going to pay 3 to 5% for your merchant charge. So then you've eaten 15, you've given them a 15%, right? So it's like this whole dynamic. So make sure you're watching the math, make sure it's someone that you really like. I've had to give money back twice because they acted out. I'm like, you don't get to be part of this anymore. Sorry, here's a refund.
And have it in writing. So when you guys offer that, make sure you guys have that in an agreement. And this would be in a separate agreement. And Shannon, I don't know if you are going to offer something like that where they can.
It's in the Black Friday Bonanza. There's an old contract that I have in there from Mary Lou, who's no longer around. Her husband for Christmas, that was her Christmas gift. Just he paid cash. I loved it. It was weekly. And, you know, it was an extra $7,000 right there at the end. Plus, he gave the Christmas bonuses and everything else. But Mary Lou passed away from Alzheimer's. So it was hard to watch her. She was sharp as a tack up until the very end. And I had to watch her go. Very sad. But yes, make sure that you are checking that out. If that's something that you want to do, it's inside the Black Friday Bonanza. And then you have package deals for multiple cleanings across the holiday season. So, and share your success stories of the upsell, right? Share your hey, you don't have to show personal. We've talked about privacy inside of people's homes, but you know, hey, we, you know, did party cleanup before and after at this home. If you want to schedule your party cleaning today, call blah, 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 blah.
Start marketing it too now, you guys, for the holiday and party cleaning, you guys start marketing it now. Reach out to your clients, send an email to them and say, hey, we are now offering party cleaning and, you know, get that out there. Start marketing it, you guys.
We'll be back after a quick break.
When it comes to influencer marketing, there's a podcast that covers it all that you will want to add to your playlist. The Influence Factor by the Influencer Marketing Factory. They talk about influencer marketing, social media, the creator economy, social commerce, and much, much more. They cover all aspects, including the creator economy, social commerce, the latest trends, the metaverse, TikTok trends, and that's just the beginning. The Influence Factor by the Influencer Marketing Factory. Add the podcast to your playlist right now.
Definitely the sun has moved, the winter sun. I'm going to be this next week when we're here, I'm going to move the desk. So I'm not like
rotating your desk for the winter sun. You know what?
I have an umbrella here too, but it's still not blocking all the sun.
I'm stuck in the dark basement and I've got every light.
Yes, you can see it move across my face. I'm like, oh yeah, I just keep going.
Shannon's going to be mobile. We're just going to have wheels on her desk and she's just going to move.
Just gonna keep inching over. There's nothing wrong with me.
Shannon and I always talk about branding, you guys. So when you guys do your marketing, try to keep it the same, keep the same fonts for, you know, what you're wanting to do. Keep your logo colors, keep your colors the same. Branding is huge, you guys, because people recognize that. So if you keep changing stuff up, it takes a lot of times for somebody to see something to really like know that that's, you know, coming across as a sale or an ad. So try to keep it like the flow. I'm really big on branding. That's huge for me.
Right.
Call to action. Shannon and I always say, what is your call to action, you guys?
Right.
So what is a call to action, Shannon, for those of us that...
A call to action is something that you want them to take action now. So you want a phone call, or whether you have an automated form on your website, you still have to call them afterwards. I'm kind of conflicted. I know I like the immediate sale, but then you still have to call to make sure that they purchased the right package. So, you know, act today. Well, like I have one at the local tire place. I'm trying out this new advertisement. He sold me a year of advertisement, a stagnant ad that circulates on a rotation. I think it was like $300. And then there was this whole dynamic over ads. And, you know, you can only have one ad, even though the guy pitched it to me as multiple. And I'm like, if you give me the dimensions, I'll load it in Canva and then give you my ad every but the call to action on that is if you purchase a $500 gift certificate, you get an extra $100 gift certificate added to that price. Does it mean that I'm going to give them $600 of cleaning right away? No, it does not. It means that I'm going to probably give them a $500 cleaning, and they'll be able to use the $100 cleaning on a specific, between a specified date next year, that they can use towards an oven cleaning or whatever they choose
to use. Fine print is important.
But yes, fine print terms and conditions, you know, we talked about this the other day, blackout dates. Yep. If you have someone who is a Groupon person, and if you're a Groupon person, I'm not condoning you. I just want to make you aware that sometimes in our excitement to try to something new, we want it for the cheapest price, and then we're high maintenance and we don't mean to be. So you have to have blackout dates because people will take advantage, like, you know, the day of Thanksgiving. I mean, how many times have we all been called and they want to schedule they call you that week on Monday and they go, can you fit us in? Because our cleaner is gone. You're like,
can you clean?
No.
Can you clean while we're baking the turkey?
Right. Can you move around me? And I got the bug person there and the guy is touching a paint and the window cleaner's there too. And you're like, yeah, no. So make sure you have terms and conditions and blackout dates for when your opportunities can be used, right? Mother's Day is another one, right? Mother's Day usually falls on a Sunday, but there's the events that lead up to Mother's Day. Some Mother's Day are really extravagant, other Mother's Day are no. I tend to be low-key. I don't even want to go out on Mother's Day. I'd rather either do it before or after Mother's Day. Like, yay! You're good.
I make my family walk. They're like, what do you want to do for Mother's Day? And I'm like, let's go for a walk. So we ended up going for we go for about 3 miles for a walk, and they dread Mother's Day every year because they know. So I swear, I think they pray that it's going to snow or rain on Mother's Day so they don't have to go for my walk.
But having blackout dates, you know, for certain holidays makes it easier on you. You know, having boundaries, having systems in place that work helps your business grow.
Email, you guys, really utilize your emails. Emails are like liquid gold. So if you guys are collecting emails, use them to your advantage. Send out emails, send out specials, send out, you know, with your holiday promotions. That's easy, you guys. And then you could schedule your emails. A lot of the times you can schedule your emails if you have a CRM. Mm-hmm. You know, and Shannon, I think you have said you have templates for the Black Friday, right? For emails too.
So basic templates that you can start so you don't have to think about it. You just have to copy and paste and fill in your company name, your company address, that type of thing. Even social media posts, if you don't know, you know, that type of thing. It's really easy. Canva has made it really easy for you to become a pro, right? And I'm not sponsored by Canva. I just happen to like it.
I'm obsessed with it. Partnerships, you guys, with local businesses for referrals. So, you know, reach out to them and be like, I always like to have something that says, hey, you know what? We're a partnership with these guys. We want to help support them as well. So, you know, work together. I've done that before. I've partnered up with other businesses and we've worked together for creating just, you know, packages and stuff.
And don't you have something going on with the large stocking thing your mother started? I'm trying to remember what that was. Yes. I saw it in my Facebook post. Finally, it was posted, I don't know, 5 days ago. I'm like, oh, look at this.
I know. I've been meaning to talk to you about that too. So one of the things that I'm doing right now is, and I've been doing it since 2014. And then
she does it every year.
I didn't do it last year when Mark had cancer. I was just exhausted. But there's stockings and they're literally 4 foot. So I'm 5'1". So the stockings are literally 4 feet tall. They're huge and they're beautiful. And what we do is we have different businesses that can sponsor it. So I have like the 350 one. And the 350 one, they get to have this big red stocking in their location. And then what I do is I help market and I tell people to go and bring new packages of socks, underwear, pajamas, all that stuff. And then the other ones are boxes. And then businesses that just want their name to be shout out and their home-based businesses, I have one for them. But I love it because I'm partnering with other businesses and it's getting your name out, you guys, and you're partnering with them. And they see that you're on a mission to do something wonderful and amazing and they want to be a part of it too. So you're building those relationships for networking. And I love that. But I have an Amazon link that people can go and, because I have people like in Indiana and they want to donate. So I created an Amazon list so people can go there and purchase it so I could fill up the Pure Evergreen stocking.
Very cool. And if you guys want to participate, reach out to Kim directly. She'll get you all situated with the right links and all that other stuff for participating in that event. It's a pretty big deal. Again, she didn't do it last year because of what was going on personally. So definitely participate in.
We got to beat the goal
if you have the chance.
And 1,900 pairs.
Yeah, it's been going on since 2014. So that's almost 10 years. So a long time. From like way back when her mom was a teacher. So I think it's pretty phenomenal.
It's just neat to see these families get brand new pair of socks or kids get new socks. And it's just neat just to see their faces, to have soft, warm socks. I love the look on their faces. It just overjoys me.
Very cool.
Let's see here. What else? Partnership. So early bird specials to incentivize bookings.
Tongue twisters. Seashells on the seashore, right?
Say that.
Baby buggy bumper. Baby Fast. Buggy bumper.
I like early bird specials, you guys. Get them going. I need to do that. I'm getting ready to do a big launch for all my new products. And I'm going to do an early Black Friday special. And so do early bird specials, you guys. It's extra, you know, getting people excited about it. And be like, hey, I'm going to do an early bird special. And maybe you can, like you said, Shannon said, you can include like an oven cleaning for doing early bird specials. Mm-hmm. And if you guys have like any upselling success stories or holiday stories, you guys kind of like the stuff, the stocking, what I'm doing, we'd love to hear them. I love hearing like positive things, just of wonderful things that you are making happen to giving back into the world. My tongue, I'm like, so thirsty. It does.
Mm.
You guys, please remind me, you guys, I'm going to remind you guys, Shannon's going to remind you guys to follow, subscribe, you guys, for more tips and tricks and all this wealth of wonderful information and good laughs.
And all these crazy stories. The sun is melting me.
Are you getting a sunburn right there on your chin?
Right there on my chin because I keep moving over. I'm like leaning harder.
What's it like to have warmth there today, Shannon? Because it's cold.
It's actually cooled off. It was this last weekend while we painted. You guys all saw the photos on social media. My 7 and my 8-year-old were helping me paint the walls. It was 75 degrees. It was absolutely beautiful. Oh my God, if it was like this, we'd have millions of people here. I wanted to take advantage of, because it's going to really start to get cold and then we're going to, you know, not be able to open the windows and doors. So
I was outside taking product pictures yesterday in my sports bra and shorts. That's how hot it was yesterday. And then today I'm like, sweater, look at this. I've got a sweater on. I'm cold.
Right. It can't make up its mind at all. You've had some really extreme weather. We have
bipolar weather here.
Yeah, in the last year for sure. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning in. We appreciate all of our listeners. If you guys have any questions, please feel free to reach out. Don't forget to support Kim and pureevergreen.com.
Yes,
and thank you. It really does help her.
So I can give back. I love to give back. So if you guys support me, a percentage of my profits goes back into like stuff the stocking. And I'm getting ready to start up my nonprofit. So the money that I'm making is actually going towards a nonprofit that I'm starting. So
very cool. That's pretty exciting. We'll keep you posted on that.
All right. Thanks for tuning in, you guys. Bye.
Cleaning Business Life is sponsored by Pure Evergreen Cleaning Products. That's PureEvergreen.com. Pure Evergreen Cleaning Products.